dogs.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Some disabilities are invisible. And it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible radio.
Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Today, the episode centers around rain, and that's really ironic because it is not raining today. When I put this episode together yesterday, it was pouring. It was gloomy. It was an autumn rainfall, so it felt very appropriate. And when I checked the weather, it was supposed to be raining today. So I was like, what a perfect opportunity to talk about a collection of rain playlists that I have, because there are multiple. And I kind of slotted in songs from a few of those different playlists, but it's a bright, sunny, lovely day. So just imagine that it's rainy and cloudy and moody outside when you're listening to this, and you can save these songs for a proper rainy day if you so desire. One thing that I love about listening to music in the rain, or while it's raining, maybe not necessarily while rain is actively falling on my head, is it kind of just brings like atmosphere to what I'm listening to. And there's certain songs that enhance that. And the thing about rain, especially in the autumn when it's still a little bit warm, but there's a little bit of like a chill breeze, and there's the leaves on the ground. So it, you know, when you're walking, there's the bit of the crunch underfoot. But the thing about the rain is that it has this smell, it has this feeling to it. And I know that there's a word for the smell of the rain, or somebody who enjoys the smell of the rain, and it's called petrichor. And This is one of those obscure words that you learn in high school because you're trying to be all poetic and you want to learn all these big words that mean very specific things. But I do think that Petrichor is a very important part of my life and of the human experience, because there's just nothing that compares to it. I have this one playlist that I listen to specifically when there's that feeling of static in the air just before a storm. And it's called A Prelude to Rain, and it's all old jazz soul singers, specifically like female jazz singers, because they just encapsulate that moment where you're kind of frozen in time and you can feel everything on hold for just a moment. And so you'll hear a little bit from them in this episode. You'll also hear some 90s alternative. You'll hear, I guess, more like, I don't want to say dissonant, like distortion in the songs that I'm playing, because I feel like when you're in the rain and everything is sort of blending together, and you know, when you look outside from rainy glass and all of the lights kind of just bleed into each other and it feels very abstract, that's kind of what distortion looks like when I listen to it, if that makes sense. Like everything is bleeding into each other and you can't really distinguish one shape or one light source from another, and it's just so interesting and satisfying to the mind. So that's the visualization of today's episode. I'll get into it for the first few songs so that you can maybe understand what I'm talking about and I don't sound like an absolute madman, especially the fact that this is an episode all about rain on a wonderful sunny day. So we're going to start things off with a very particular track, and this is a track that I love, and it's very, I would say, mainstream, but I have the original cassette single with both the well-known version and the a cappella. This is Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega and DNA. One fun fact that I love to tell everybody who will listen about this track is they actually used Suzanne Vega's a cappella for this track as one of the final stages in creating MP3 audio files. When they were trying to compress audio into this itsy-bitsy file that they could put onto a CD that they could send online or store on like electronic databases, electronic media, they had to be small enough. And obviously music is composed of so many different levels. There's multiple instruments, multiple things that you need to make sure sound proper when you compress it. And they had tested it on, you know, the loudest of rock music. They've tested it on classical music, on more mellow jazz. And Suzanne Vega's a cappella for Tom's Diner was one of the last things they tested on, because it was simply just an a cappella track where she's hitting the highs and lows. And for some reason, that was their final test. That was the one thing that, like, when they were playing it in MP3 format, they couldn't quite get it right. So that's a fun fact that now you can dispel to everybody you know and annoy them. After Tom's Diner, I have Katie Lang with I Dream of Spring. This is off of the Recollection album from 2010. Well, the 2010 remaster, I should say. Katie Lang was putting music out in and around the 90s. For those of you who don't know, Katie Lang is a Canadian artist, pop, country, folk, alternative, and they're from Alberta originally. This album, I have it on CD and I love to listen to it specifically in the autumn. Constant Craving is, I guess, the most well-known track off of this album and out of Katie Lang's career. But this song specifically is also very moody, has a lot of the same sentiment, and it talks a little bit about the rain, and it talks about the change of the seasons and, you know, heading into fall and winter and just like coming out on the other side of it. You could probably infer that from the title, I Dream of Spring. And then we're going to finish it off with one more Canadian from the 90s. You all probably know and love her, Jan Arden. This is from the album Living Under June from 1994, and what a year that was for the alternative scene. This song is called Looking For It, Finding Heaven. Now, a quick note on Jan Arden is I didn't realize how religious some of her songs were until I developed my frontal lobe more in my 20s, and I was like, oh wait, this is talking a lot about religion and, you know, in this case, finding heaven. I guess I always took that as like a theoretical, not theoretical, like a concept beyond subscribing to a certain religion, like just finding heaven, finding something that represents heaven in your daily life. Her and Jewel were both artists where I grew up a little bit and I was like, wait, this is all just like religious music. And this is what I imagined people who listened to like Christian rock in the 2000s, I imagine this is how they felt, where they're like, wait, this song from this group that I really like is actually uber religious. But I like to think of this song as more of a concept of heaven rather than, you know, subscribing to a certain belief system. But these are all classics from in and around the 80s, 90s that I really love to listen to in the rain, and I think really echo the feeling of Petra Chore and the feeling of everything kind of bleeding into everything else. So without further ado, Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega and DNA, right here on The Mood with Mate, CFRC 101.9 FM.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. Inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Jan Arden with Looking For It, Finding Heaven. Before that, we had Katie Lang with I Dream of Spring. And at the very top of that set, Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega and DNA, a track that we all know and love and associate with rain, apparently, because when I went to talk to my best friend Chance, he was like, you should play this song. And I was like, I already did. And he just wasn't listening. Well, moving on. We have some of the tracks that I was mentioning earlier that's in relation to Prelude to Rain, that feeling of Petrichor, the feeling of stillness before the storm, the electricity in the air. I have a very lovely track by the very lovely Billie Holiday. For those of you who are not familiar, where have you been? I'm not even going to give you the information. I'm going to make you go and hunt that out. Autumn in New York is off of her recital album from 1956. It's honestly, Billie Holiday is just a perfect artist. There's no music by Billie Holiday that I would ever be angry to listen to ever. After that, I have Rosemary Clooney on the docket right now because I do love this song, When October Goes. I think it's very representative of the fact that it is October right now. And also Rosemary Clooney is, you know, an artist very well known in, I guess, popular music in the 50s. She's a little bit more jazzy than, I guess, her peers at the time. Doing the music that she was doing. So this is off of her Jazz Heritage series that was kind of a collection of her music that was put out in the 90s. But her music was coming out in and around the 40s and early 50s. And then after that, we're going to transition into something that is not 50s and 60s jazz with Justin Nzuka and his track No Place in My Mind. Justin Nzuka, is a Canadian artist, more lo-fi singer-songwriter acoustic, and he is based out of Toronto. He was raised in Toronto. He was originally born in Queens in New York. I've played his music on a couple other episodes before, I believe, and this song in particular is on my Autumn Walk playlist, so very appropriate. And after that, we're going to go back into alternative because that's most of my rain playlists, beyond my jazz classics. So without further ado, we're going to kick it off with the lovely Billie Holiday and Autumn in New York right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It It's good to live it again. Out of in New York, the gleaming rooftops at sundown. Out of in New York, it lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it
above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them, when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same old dream appears, and I am in your arms to share the I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see
the same old dream appears, and I am in your arms to share the happy years. I turn my it doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see
by my side, knowing it's all I need to learn. All the symmetry makes me wonder, could it carry me through dark days of summer? I'll hit the road, no place in mind, no idea when or just what I'm at. Melodies and cheese by my side, knowing it's all I need now. All the symmetry makes me wonder, could it carry me through dark days of summer?
That was Justin Nezuka with No Place in Mind off of his album Run to Waters from 2018. Before that, we had When October Goes by Rosemary Clooney, and at the very top of that set, the one and the only Billie Holiday with Autumn in New York. You're listening to The Mood with May right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been the music that I listen to, that I relate to rain, because I thought it was going to be raining today and I prepared this whilst it was raining yesterday. So bear with me. Hopefully some of these songs can be added to your rain playlists, if you have such a thing, or when you're caught in the rain, you can play these songs. I would strongly recommend it. We're going to get into the next few songs. We're going to start it off with a Montreal group that I recently played on What's Brewing, which is my other show. It's Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m., which is all new, all Canadian music. And the Deers are a group based out of Montreal, Quebec. They are, I guess I should say, a collective of Montreal musicians. They lean more melodic cabaret rock, almost a new wave sound. And they've been around since 1995. This, however, is off of one of their most, or in anticipation of one of their upcoming releases. So this song was released, I believe, a couple weeks ago. It was released September 10th, so about a month ago. But it's an excellent track. I'm very excited that I've kind of leaned more into their music and that I've been keeping up with this album release. And then after that, we have Bahas with All We Ever Wanted Was Everything. This is off of their iconic album from 1982, The Sky's Gone Out. This is another song that is on my rain playlists, but it's also on a concept playlist where it's just like walking around at night. This is a very nighttime song, which is also contradictory because it is the middle of the day / late morning. But I hope you enjoyed these songs, and I'll be back to play us out with a couple more in just a bit. So without further ado, Tears of a Nation by The Deers right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's gonna feed back into the night. And what we do down here in the darkness will be revealed under the light. So you can follow in my footsteps.
And you just heard from Bajas with All We Ever Wanted Was Everything. Before that, we had the Deers with Tears of a Nation right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May. I have one or two more songs left for you. I didn't quite get into everything that I wanted to today because I am a certified yapper, unfortunately. So here's your laundry list of things that you should check out on top of what I've already played today, if you so desire. Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth is a great addition to the more 90s distortion of the Rain playlist. PJ Harvey, basically anything from PJ Harvey. I had You Said Something off of Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. But you could play basically anything off of that album. You could play anything off of To Bring You My Love, Is This Desire. You have a lot of options there. And then the other song that I didn't get to was About You by the Jesus and Mary Chain, which is another great group from the 90s. To get into the last two songs that I am going to play for you, we have Meteor Heist with Bones. This is off of their Red Flowers single released in July, hopefully in anticipation of an album. I know they just put one out last year, but they are a Toronto-based group, and they have come to Kingston on occasion. And then after that, we have Deer Fang with So Surreal. This song is their most recent single. It came out at the tail end of August, and they are St. Catharines-based sort of shoegaze, grunge-gaze group. And I do really love their music, so I hope you enjoy. This is Bones by Meteor Heist right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Charles, you can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is it?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2. Be then.
Do you love spreading inclusion and friendship to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities? Volunteer with the team at the Best Buddies Friendship Walk at Lake Ontario Park on October 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.